This is Senator Bob Dole. Uncle Sam isn't going to take it any longer. He's cracking down on the freeloaders. In a moment, Ted and I will face off. Ted, the free ride is over for the millions of deadbeats who refuse to repay Uncle Sam. These are the folks who borrowed money, taxpayer money, to go to college and then skipped out on their loans. But thanks to Republican leadership, the federal government had a surprise this year for the Welchers. The Internal Revenue Service intercepted almost a quarter of a million tax refund checks headed to former students who had not paid up. So instead of wasting more money tracking down the defaulters, Uncle Sam headed them off at the pass to the tune of $135 million. Ted, I know you only like the federal government when it's pouring taxpayers' dollars out the window, but even you must realize that saving money is better than throwing it away.
Bob, those who borrow from the government to go to college have an obligation to repay their loans, and the government has the right to collect on its debt. I only wish the IRS were as efficient at chasing down tax cheats as they are at collecting on student loans. As usual, though, Bob, you ignore the larger problem. The high rate of loan defaults in recent years is a sign that too many students are taking the system for a ride, but it's also a symptom of the soaring cost of education, which dumps more and more students deep into debt by graduation day. These huge debt burdens are distorting the values of a whole generation of students, Bob, driving them towards careers that offer big bucks and quick escape from debt. The IRS can't solve that problem, Bob, and you're only making it worse with your budget cuts for education. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the increasing need for U.S. economic sanctions against South Africa. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.